Hallelujah. Our relationship with the Father is more important than any other relationship that we might have. There's nothing more important. We don't want to be a dysfunctional Christian. How do I become dysfunctional? Break my relationship with the family of Christians. Break my relationship with God. We all have to realize it's not just here, not just this church. I'm talking about the universal body. You got to stay in the body of Christ. And we have to know that our relationship with God, once we make that commitment to Him, He is dedicated to us. You know what He said? He said, I'm married to the backslider. He's the husbandman. He's the husbandman. He makes sure that we understand. He makes sure that we know that He's going to take care of us.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Kempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Kempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. I'm not going to be very long, but I'm going to be as long as I'm going to be. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. And when you have it, say amen. Amen. All right, begin reading now. Now turn to your neighbor and say, now. Now. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And He addeth no sorrow with it. Now, for just a little while, I want to talk about blessings without burdens. Blessings without burdens. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The first thing the proverb says is the blessing. Not blessings, but the blessing. It's isolated in the word singular. Blessing is the truth that it actually speaks for the spirit of God's blessing, which encompasses every blessing that comes from the Lord. The blessing comes out of the arena of blessing, whether it's one blessing or a million blessings. It comes out of the Spirit of God desiring to bless you. The blessing. You see, the blessing that God gives to us begins with us waking up every morning. And already in this one day, not multiple days in one, but one day, He loads it with many, many benefits. Now, you can't get the many benefits if He don't wake you up. Today. No matter how long you live, every day of every week, of every month, of every year, of every decade, of every score God gives to you, He does it one day at a time. And yet, listen, He loads them up with so many benefits. Can I tell you, if we earnestly tried to count the blessings since we woke up this morning, we would do God an injustice trying to name them blessings one by one, because there are things that are seen, but there are more that are unseen. God is fighting for you. God is opening doors for you. God is making ways for you. God is building you up. God, look, there are things that look like they're coming at you to tear you down, and God is using that to build you up, to make you better, to give you more. Sometimes you might lose stuff. That's because there are better things God's waiting to give to you. Listen, you don't know what God's doing in the invisible realm. All you can do is see in the natural what you know. But there are so many spiritual blessings that you are being blessed with that you can't even count until they're manifested or until God makes you consciously aware of them. That's why the word of God says, Romans 8:28, and we know. See, when you begin to understand how God works according to His word, and I got news for you, God always runs on the tracks of His word. So that means, again, I've said this before, you know the reason why you've never seen an Amtrak train run down Harry Drive? Because there ain't no train tracks there. And trains usually don't run where there are no tracks unless they've jumped the track. And that's usually a crash and burn situation. But you're going to find God also does not work in the arena where there are no tracks of His word laid down. That's how we don't have to judge folk. All we have to do is inspect fruit. We're not called to be judges. Matthew 7:7 tells us that. Matthew 7:7-71. And on in that book. Why? Because what we've got to understand is we're not qualified to judge. What we see is not always what it is. And what we must realize is that what God is doing, He's doing for His glory. And even when it don't look like it's working out for our good, if we are walking and aligning ourselves with his word, it's working for our good. I've grown older and wise enough to know that some things that I've asked God for, he wouldn't give to me at the time I asked him, was for one or two basic reasons. One, first, at the time I asked, I couldn't handle it. Or two, what I asked him for wasn't worthy enough of me. See, sometimes all the time God knows what's best for you and what's not best for you. You may not know it, but God knows it. But when you trust him and know that all things work together for good to them that love who? God. To those who are called according to his purpose, not our own purpose. It's working out according to his purpose. That means your life has to line up with his purpose. And the blessing falls into your life. Blessings you didn't even ask him for. God just has a way of blessing his people because he knows our heart's desires. When you really serve the Lord and worship the Lord and praise the Lord, God will bless you with blessings that are even more greater and grander than your own request could ever be. Every good and every perfect gift. Have you ever had a perfect gift? When you got a gift, you're like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. It's the right gift. It's the right time. It does the right thing. And it provides the right need or necessity for you in that moment. It's perfect. Don't you know God knows you and what you have need of? And he can give you that every time. The blessing, it maketh rich. Now, let me help to correct the thinking of most. When we think of blessing, many of us in connection with rich think that we're talking about money. How many of us would be honest enough to say that all the money in the world couldn't help the problems that some of us may have? I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. Money does wonders in its place. But there are some things that money, it sure came by. Now listen, the Bible talks about Simon wanting to buy the Holy Spirit. Because he saw Paul and Peter and all of those boys in the New Testament functioning and flowing in the Holy Ghost, healing, delivering, casting out demons. Yes, yes. And he wanted some of that, but he didn't want it the right way. Can I tell you, you came by with all the money in the world, the gift that God has given freely to believers. You can be the poorest person in the world and be Holy Ghost filled. And the richest man in the world, Elon Musk and many others, can be in a group gathering and all of them with all of their money couldn't buy not one iota of the Holy Ghost. I wish I had a helper in the house. And so riches aren't always associated with money. Can I tell you what? If you are healthy this morning, that's a blessing. And you are rich. I wish I had a helper here. Listen, there are so many ways God blesses you and makes you rich. If you can laugh this morning, that's a blessing, and you are rich. You got folk who are sitting on Wall Street wailing, crying, weeping, because they don't have the joy of the Lord in their hearts. Listen, I'm just trying to help you understand that your blessing may not always be in dollar signs. And you may be rich beyond your measure. Folk look at you and say, that poor thing ain't got a care in the world and ain't got a penny in his pocket, but they happy. Yeah, happy. Have you ever seen folk like that? I mean, they're just happy folk. And you're like, Lord, It don't mean they don't have a care. It don't mean that they ain't got problems. It don't mean that things are all well with them. But there is a joy underneath their skin that transcends all their troubles. Because the joy of the Lord is their strength. And so I think you understand the point there, that blessings don't always translate into money. If you got a job and you can pay your bills, and you got a roof over your head, you got transportation, and you got food on your table, and you got clothes on your back, and it's well with your family, you're rich. You're blessed and you're rich. Rich is a relevant term, because rich to one might be something or nothing to another. So you've got to evaluate the richness of God's blessing in your life. Because too many of us waste a whole lot of time in three arenas. One, the care of getting riches. We plot and plan instead of pray to get riches. The care of trying to get rich is driving some of us more batty than we already are. The care for getting riches. But then if you get beyond the care of getting riches and you get some, then you move to the next level, which is the fear of keeping the riches. You got a little something and you're trying to hold on to it every kind of, you can't go on with life enjoying it, trying to worry about it. I wonder if somebody steal it. I wonder if somebody taking my stuff. I can't leave nobody in my house. Come on, we going together. No, I don't trust them. I know they're my family, but you don't know them. Light fingers. The fear of keeping that little stuff. And then there's a third level. They care about getting it. They are fearful about keeping it. But then they are grieved about losing it. If it gets away from them, it's like their whole world has gone to the dogs. There's no joy in their lives. Listen, when the Lord blesses you, and for whatever reason it gets away from you, because you know where it comes from, and your God is so big, if he gave you this, then he can give you that. And you begin to trust him on a whole nother level. Henry Ford said after he made his first million, if I happen to lose my first million, he said, it'll be easier making my second million than I did my first, because I know now how to make it. And if you know how to go before God and get your first blessing, your big blessing, I got news for you. He got bigger blessings waiting on you. Once you know how to go in and come out, once you know how to access the throne of grace, once you know how to please the Lord, God knows how to shower your life down with blessings, because you begin to love and worship and praise and honor the giver more than the gifts. The gifts are simply a benefit of being in love with the giver. That's why folk ain't, you know, who really love the Lord, they ain't hung up on all the stuff, because the stuff gonna come and go. But the one who sits high and looks low is able to do any and everything we have need of him to do. So when he blesses you, he doesn't burden you, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Listen, I'm closing. So what does that mean? Three things. One, he gives you wealth without woe. All right. Let me say that again. He gives, now how many of you know there is a difference between rich and wealth? Riches and wealth. Being rich and being wealthy are two different things. I heard a commentator say one time that Shaq was rich. And then the other guy said, yeah, but the man that pays Shaq is wealthy. I wish I had a helper here. You see, what you got to recognize is riches, again, fall much lower than wealthy. And God is wealthy. He's wealthy. Now, he can give you riches and wealth, and yet it never diminishes him one iota. That's when you're truly wealthy. And so he gives you wealth without woe. But then he gives you the ability to store without being sore. In other words, when you learn how to bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, he said, he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. You see, a whole lot of us are so stiff-handed with our hands closed. You know the saying, if nothing go out, well, by the same token, nothing can come in. And a seed in the hand is all it's ever going to be. It isn't until you plant that seed in good ground that you have the expectation of harvest. That seed is not going to grow in your hand. It's not going to grow in your pocket. It's not going to grow in a drawer somewhere. It's only going to grow when it's planted in good ground. And so many of us are missing the fact that if we hold on tight, stingily, with the little bit we have not learned the principles that if what you have in your hand cannot, let me repeat, cannot meet your need, then if you are spiritual, if you are wise, if you know the word, if you believe the word, then you sow what's in your hand that does not meet your need as a seed. Now, here's what you need to know. If what you got in your hand isn't enough to make your needs, meet your needs, number one, you are already messed up. You're already messed up. You can't pay it anyhow with what you got in your hand. However, if by faith you sow it as a seed, believing God for the increase, listen, God begins, the moment it leaves your hand, heaven schedules your harvest. And let me tell you something about God. God is so faithful that God will start things working in your favor even before your harvest comes. In other words, you can't pay your light bill no how. But you've done everything God has told you to do, and you say, well, Lord, such and such need, let me sow this into your field. Let me sow this into whomever you may speak to my heart. They're in greater need or greater distress than I am. Let me do this by faith, believe and listen. Number one, that my needs are much greater than my seed in my hand. So I'm gonna believe you, Lord God, to take care of it. Well, you be the blessing. You sow the seed. Here's what happens. When you can't pay it, instead of them cutting off your lights, you make a call. Listen, I don't have it. But if you'll give me a little extension, et cetera. I said, well, such and such, we're looking at your record, of course. Listen, we'll put this back till such and such a date. When do you think you can do it? Well, I'm not sure yet, but I get paid at such and such. Okay, that'll be fine, such and such. They have a conversation with you. When you ain't right with God, they don't want to hear none of that. Or if they say, well, I'm sorry, listen, it has to be in by such and such a thing. All you do is say, all right, because you did your part. Then listen, you say, God, you heard the conversation. Before, and I don't know if this is happening to anybody else, but when you couldn't find a way, when you couldn't figure out a way, out of no way, God touched the heart of somebody, and all of a sudden the money showed up with a blessing from somebody that the Lord told to be a blessing to you at the right time. Has it ever happened to anybody in the house? God is able to add the blessing to you. And then as he blesses you, you have more to store without being sore. How many of you tried to put away some stuff, and every time you put away some stuff, something break down, come take that. Something go up, take that extra. In other words, you can't store anything because situations come and take it all away. But you can be wealthy without war. You can store without being sore. All right. And you can have gold without guilt. In other words, you ain't got to do anything to get it. You do the right thing and God gives it to you. I wish I had a will. You don't have to lower your standards. You don't have to do no backhanded dealing. You don't have to make promises you can't keep. You don't have to act like you are in the world when you belong to God.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org.